This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
A silent storm begins to brew in an ancient land of darkness. With tumultuous force from the crust of the earth, two worlds come together as one, from the past and the present, celebrating culture and spirit, paving the pathway to our future. It's time for dreaming. Urban dreaming. Finding your voice. Finding your spirit. Joy 94.9. Warren Jagger, Joy 94.9 would like to acknowledge and pay respect to the sovereign peoples of the past, present and future generations of the Kulin Nations on whose unceded land we work, live and broadcast from. We would also like to acknowledge all our brother boys and sister girls of the LGBTI communities.
Yes, hello, you're in Urban Dreaming. This is Sarami on the mic.
And Leniuk.
And Grace.
And how are we? I hope you're well. Big weekend, big Easter weekend. Went out to the Boogie Fest. I did.
You did. You're in recovery, I hear.
It was amazing, I must say. Beautiful country, going out that way and seeing the most beautiful sunsets. And
what is Boogie Fest? I've never heard of it.
Boogie Fest is like like the rock and roll and I guess country mix festival.
Lovely. It's just, yeah, so much like a Meredith or a Golden Plains kind of vibe. There's lots on this weekend. Confest,
yep.
Boogie. In a Varnica, if you like the doof doof.
Yeah.
A big long weekend. Yeah,
and then Robert Plant as well went to his gig last night at the Palais Theatre, and it's just beautiful. And I didn't even know you worked there, Grace.
I know, I was working, I didn't even see you.
How cool is that?
I got paid double time to watch him.
Wow. What an amazing performer. What an amazing performer, I must say. I'm glad I went. I was pretty tired, but I made sure I went to it. So just so you know, guys, we're here from 8 till 9 p.m., and we've got an amazing lineup tonight. We'll actually be speaking to a Gunditjmara woman. That's Lydia Alma Thorpe, and she is the Australian politician. One of the first, actually, Australian Aboriginal parliamentarians for Victoria, and she represents in the Greens. And then we've got Sherilee Hood, and she's one of the most funniest comedians, Australian Aboriginal woman, that I know. Known and ever have known in my life. I think out of all the funny peoples, I can guarantee she is the funniest. And she'll be in the studio after about 8:30. So,
exciting.
Yeah, looking
Big
forward to having a laugh with her.
Coming up. If you want to get involved, text in. It's 0427JOY949 or you can email onair@joy.org.au.
Got a song for you right now. This is Philly with the Ulalay.
So much more than just the color of our skin. You see, the color of my kin is nothing like the one I met. No such thing as half caste. When we talk about black, you either are, you aren't. Results of the past. Lines on the face of my elders. Reminded of dark times. Why the stories that they tell us? Hey, I'm zealous of the real. My people around the nation, tell us how you feel. Just look at where we've come from. That things cannot be undone. Won't stand for the anthem. We gotta sing our own songs. I've been told everything that glistens ain't gold. No brightest touch, but with the lightest touch, I can light the path that we follow. Living on borrowed time, stepping through narrow minds. Wish we could press rewind, but this is what we got. So I say for our children, we'll continue building strong communities and help burst through the ceiling. Sing for our elders, those who hold the knowledge, our timekeepers and all our storytellers. Red and gold. Hey.
that's unfair. Unclear of the journey that lies ahead. Water fills the eyes before falling like waterfalls. Sadness for our ancestors, happiness for the fact we're still here. And so we sing.
Yes, you're on Urban Dreaming, and that song just then was Philly with Yilale. So Lydia Thorpe will be with us very soon. Got another track for you right now.
This one's Zigaramo with Black Thoughts here on Urban Dreaming.
Black lives matter, that's the subject matter. Tell you to climb and they burn down your ladder. Sick of playing games like snakes and ladders. Matter of fact, I'm like Michael Jack, I'm fatter. Now this journey got me learning like Charlie Perkins. Educated black man, tired of soul searching, tired of hurting, tired of working and not earning the same respect as my counterpart. My people in the deathbed by preventable heart disease. Served through rations brought from overseas. On ships full of convicts and common thieves. Same ships to one that brought my mother's jeans. Same ships to the one that got me wearing jeans. Same ships brought scholarships to university. So I can be a doctor and fix my people. What's health when you're still not equal? The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. The darker the skin, the quicker police shoot. Labeled as heroes that we all salute. But lest we forget our stolen youth. Our history is a mystery. But I know it word for word, yeah, it's clear to me. So what's the way forward? What's the way forward? They throw us straight in jail, yeah, no court cases. On cases labeled as alcoholics and never racist. Grab some shoe polish and paint the blackest faces. Darker than the past, darker than our present. Darker than the future that we're surely destined. Cause it's all good to call Mr. Goods an ape as long as you're 13 and have a white face. But I ain't happy, man. That shit is a disgrace. No game, no cards to play. It's more than race.
Australians all, let us rejoice, for we are young and free. My people die young in this country. And yet we are 25%, a quarter of those Australians, locked up in our prisons. And if you are a juvenile, it is worse. It is 50%. An Indigenous child is more likely to be locked up in prison than they are to finish high school.
Should I be on my knees saying thank you? I beat a statistic, I should be thankful. Right, wrong, I'm writing this song. Cause this shit has gone on for too long. I'm not over it, nor will I ever be. I refuse to use your memory. I refuse to lose identity. Our ancestors died defending me. Defending the right to racism is time wasting. Open up your eyes wide, it's time to face it. Open up your hearts and it's time to embrace it. If you motherfuckers don't, I'm empty and loaded cases. AK-47 is not my choice of weapon. I'ma throw an invisible spear and really get you threatened. Throw my blackness in your face without a warning message. Enough with this shit, can we please just end it? Yeah. It's time to end it. Hey. Yeah. It's time to end it.
And
now we're going to be talking to Lydia Thorpe, who is a Gunai Gunditjmara woman and also an Australian politician. She's been the member for Northcote in the Victorian Legislative Assembly since November 2017 and is a member of the Victorian Greens. Thorpe won the Northcote state by-election on the 18th of November 2017 to become the first female Aboriginal elected to the Parliament of Victoria. Managing Director of Clan Corporation, a housing and energy business catering to a remote Aboriginal communities. She was also the chair of the Victorian NAIDOC committee. Thorpe's grandmother, Alma Thorpe, was one of the founders of the Victorian Aboriginal Health Services. And I'm also familiar with her dad as well, Robert Thorpe.
Yes.
Yeah, he's pretty prominent activist.
He is indeed. He's actually amazing, actually.
Yeah, he is.
He always inspires us, Mob. I know whenever I hear him on the microphone there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Lydia, hello. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Excellent. Great, great. Yes, so very thankful for your time. I know you're a busy, busy lady.
That's fine. It's good to be here. So I'm on air now, am I?
You are indeed.
You're live on Urban Dreaming.
Deadly.
Yeah, we're just talking about your father as well, actually. So his work has always been inspiring to us, Mob, and I guess, you know, being someone who's had such inspiring parents and who've been politically inclined in their lives, I guess that's a part of why you, I guess, maybe your upbringing has sort of got you to where you are today. Is that maybe presuming too much?
Absolutely. And I think that you're talking about my uncle, my Uncle Robbie Thorpe.
Oh, yep.
Oh, uncle.
He's mum's younger brother. My grandmother, Alma, had seven children, and those seven children have all been quite politically active in their own right. I was born into politics, so I've been surrounded, my whole life with political conversations and talk about how we were going to improve the lives of our people in this country.
Yes, and it's I guess it's something that's not really, I guess it can be at times challenging for a lot of our people, and particularly ones who are representing country. You must have a lot of, there must be a lot of positivity, but there must also be a lot of negativity too that comes with this.
Oh, for sure. I mean, this country is denied the true history of the country for so long. They've tried to hide it, and when we've tried to expose it, they've denied it. So to be in a position where I'm constantly reminding people of the true history and really pushing for the true history to be told in every sense of the word, it makes people feel a little bit uncomfortable. And with that, of course, comes a lot of negativity from, the right-winged fascist mob that actually think that, there was no wrong done to our people. So, yeah, lots of negativity I get, but you kind of get used to that, and it's, you've got to expect it at the same time. You're not going to please everybody.
Mm. I feel like you raise a sort of a really good point there, Lydia, because as an Aboriginal person, going to vote, it's sort of like looking at all these faces and looking at all these groups. It's like, well, none of them are really representing my best interest. And I always sort of vote for the Greens because on a lot of issues they tend to be pushing the agendas that I'm concerned about. So what's it like sort of moving through the political world as an Aboriginal woman?
I've always voted Green. There was one time that I didn't. I voted independent because that person lived on my country and was fighting very hard to, for the environment at that time. But as an Aboriginal woman, I suppose one of the challenges for me is being the only Aboriginal woman elected in the state has been quite overwhelming because there's a lot of blackfellas reaching out from across the country. And I've got a job to do for my electorate in Northcote, and I have a series of portfolios that I represent on behalf of the Greens for the state. But it's you know, it feels like there's a lot of, I've given a lot of hope, or the Greens have given a lot of hope to a lot of blackfellas across the country, because there is a voice in there, and a voice that's actually talking the truth. Yeah. And standing up for our country and standing up for our people and our rights, and talking about our sovereignty has never been ceded.
Mm-hmm.
So talking the talk that we've been campaigning for and rallying for so long, we've got someone now that's actually speaking those truths in Parliament. And, you know, there's some parties, as we know, that think that they've been Aboriginal friendly, but in fact none of them have done us any favours.
Mm.
And they've kept us on welfare, and they've kept destroying our country. So I'm honoured to be, you know, in that, in a place where I can hold them accountable and continue to question their decisions and their policies that do no justice for our people or this country.
Yeah, I remember being sort of young and really active and, you know, really out there on the streets, and I got quite disenfranchised pretty quickly, you know, and I really took a step back from politics and I wasn't interested anymore. And then when I saw you actually come up, you know, on my feed and sort of being spoken about, I got a little bit interested, and then, you know, I started looking into you a little bit more, and I really find that you speak a lot of truth and you speak a lot of honesty, and that got me re-engaged again and interested in Australian politics.
That's really nice to hear, because it, you know, it's not an easy road, and a lot of our young people do get disenfranchised and think that it's all too hard and it's all too big. But, you know, there are a lot of good people out there, a lot of people that have been fighting for the rights of our people for so long that continue to speak the truth. And, you know, I'm fortunate that I live in a community that's quite progressive in Northcote, where, you know, this community care about our environment, this community care about Aboriginal people and, you know, respect our place in this country. So I think that, you know, things are changing slowly. We've got a lot of work to do, but the more we have, the more people we have speaking truth and have lived experience, you know, it's not stuff that I've read in a book, it's stuff that I've lived. So when they talk about public housing, I've lived it. When they talk about family violence, I've lived it. So it's not something that, you know, I grandstand in Parliament just because that's what I'm meant to do. It's something that I can speak straight from the heart on. And I think the more people we have in Parliament that reflect true, you know, lived experiences and true, you know, what our communities look like and are made up of, then the better off we're going to be as a society.
Yes, Lydia, I was just thinking in regards to the truth too, because obviously you've rocked a few boats in Parliament, and, you know, there have been a few things that you've proposed to the public, and they've not necessarily agreed with it. And one of those was the flag raising and the idea of bringing the flags down to, you know, to a lower state because of, you know, a recognition, I guess, of the Aboriginal people on this land and that specific day. Yeah, so how did you find with that in regards to your, you know, being obviously a voice and being the minority in the Parliament? Yeah, I personally feel like, you know, sometimes I think you're alone, you know, you're not really there with much support. So how do you cope with these everyday situations in your life as a representation?
Well, the whole lowering the flag concept was taken out of context by the Herald Sun, surprise, surprise. So I was actually referring to our flag, and I said to the Herald Sun that I believe that our flag should be lowered on the 26th of January to show respect and to mourn the loss that had occurred on that date. And so the Herald Sun ran off and made the headline that I've called for the Australian flag to be lowered on the 26th of January, when I should have probably been a little bit more specific and said our flag means the Aboriginal flag, but you know, that was a lesson that I learnt. And, you know, why shouldn't they both be lowered on a day? I mean, how else are we going to educate people mainstream that don't really understand what this means for us? So I thought, you know, lowering the flag or flags again was one way to show the rest of the community what that means for us. It means death. It means mourning. What came about as a result of me saying that was a series of death threats and quite detailed, graphic, you know, sexually related threats, which was a bit of a shock in the beginning. But I thought, no, there's nothing that's going to shut me down. I've come this far. My people have survived colonization. They've resisted for over 200 years. I can't let something like this, or, you know, those trolls out there, stop me from continuing to resist and speak out for truth. So I don't know, I feel that, you know, I do feel that I have my ancestors with me, and I feel that what will be, as long as I'm being true to myself and being true to my country and my ancestors and my old people, then I don't fear them. Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Interesting. Yeah, and also the idea of, you know, I guess that's a part of it, isn't it? You have to show that no fear, because it's something that you need to install into others, because that's the way we can only get a message across.
Absolutely. I couldn't sleep at night if I did the wrong thing by my ancestors. So trolls, you know, they're nothing compared to the wrath of our ancestors or our country that, you know, that we need to continue to protect.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Lydia. It's just been amazing to hear a bit more insight into you and into your, you know, the way you believe and what you see as a leader of this country in this particular area as well, as a Gundamaraj woman. So, Gundichmara woman, must I say.
Ganai Gundichmara.
Ganai.
Actually, Ganai, and it's my matriarchal connection through my, you know, all of the women in my family come straight from the Japurung line, and that's part of the Gunditjmara. So that's my unbroken matriarchal line. That's my strongest line. So women in my family, you know, have been very, very instrumental in who I am today, and I just want to make that point.
Beautiful.
Sweet.
It is the year of, you know, I mean, the NAIDOC theme because of her is really something that we should think about, and the role that our women have played in our families and communities and our struggle as a people.
Beautiful. Thank you, Lydia.
Thank you so much for chatting with Urban Dreaming, Lydia. If you have just tuned in and missed any of that chat, definitely head over to the Joy website where the podcast will be up tomorrow. This is Katajala Kiridala with Two Worlds Collide. In the
as two worlds collide.
Hey, this is Joe Williams, former NRL player, professional boxer, and you're listening to Joy 94.9. Stay deadly with Urban Dreaming.
Yes, hello. We're back in the studio. This is Sarami on the mic.
And Gracie.
And Laniuk.
Yes, and we just spoke to Lydia Thorpe, one of the Greens representatives here in Melbourne at the North Kid. And, she's killing it, I must say.
She's amazing.
You know what I love about her is that she rocks up into parliamentary sometimes with, all the times actually, with something that represents Aboriginal heritage. And it's like whether it's beads or feathers on her arms or possum skin. It's just, it's so great to see. And it must really sort of blow a lot of those mob out of the water in regards to like, oh God, we got to deal with an Aboriginal person in Parliament.
Yeah. You know?
So it's just great to hear, and I think we need more of that. So if you're wanting to be, you know, the next representation in Australia, we need more mob to represent. So but in the meantime, I think we've got one of our sisters on the phone. Yes, and this is Sherilee Hood, and she's actually a Noongar Kurnai Gunditjmara woman, and I've known Sherilee for quite a few years now, and she's also been a very strong mentor in our lives too in regards to strength in the community. And she does it in a way that not many people can do it, and that's through comedy. And she's quite clever at the work, and so when you think about her work, it's quite hilarious. It's engaging politically edgy, and she'll also hit you with the truth, is what we're discussing with Lydia just beforehand as well. So Sherilee is on the line right now. How are you, Sherilee?
Oh yes, hello.
Good comic timing, I must say.
Are you Claudia in the house? Exactly. You know, it's like long distance effect. Yeah, hello, Sherilee Hood here, Noongar Kurnai Gunditjmara, and coming live for you at the Melbourne International Comedy Fest. So hello to all the Joy listeners. Hope you're well tonight.
Too good. Now, you've been on the road, actually, and you just literally just got into the hotel and you're just getting ready now to do one of your gigs tonight, yeah?
That's right. So, you know, that's how comedy rolls.
Now, you've done comedy for quite a few years, and we always must mention that you won the Deadly Funny back in 2009, and you featured in forthcoming series of Express Yourself on NITV. And now to date, basically, you've just been doing a lot of the comedy festivals and travelling basically the world.
Yeah, travelling around, making people laugh, coming up with jokes that sort of can relate to as many people as possible and have a good laugh all around. And now I'm back in at the Melbourne Comedy Fest with a great show called The Rise of the Planet of the Apps.
Yes, technology has taken over the world, and I love the real cheeky take on The Rise of the Planet of the Apes there.
Yes.
Yeah, very clever indeed.
Yes, that's right. And it's always sort of seemed like a bit of a takeover kind of and interesting movie. And I've always loved Planet of the Apes. And so from that, I thought something that was sort of scary, which was, you know, taking humanism, as they call it, is technology and like the Planet of the Apes. So I went with that and decided to have a yarn about all the crazy apps that are, you know, distracting distracting us 24/7 and keeping us, you know, keeping us involved and active. So, yeah, Planet of the Apps, a demand trap for the Melbourne Comedy Fest.
So what are we expecting with this show, and how is it different from the others?
Well, it's different because I've got more of a topic and a theme that I'm just concentrating on. Again, it's talking about technology. And as an Aboriginal person, I think technology is really, like, it's got a way of entertaining our lives and keeping us, you know, feeling okay. But the actual fact is that the apps are, like, taking our data, getting all this information out of us, you know, making it a crazy world for young people to be in at the time. And I always talk about apps, you know, when a new app comes along, a little bit of humanism dies every time, you know, because our lives have been taken over from fire to microwave ovens, you know, like all the little squares everywhere that control our lives. So I'm here to have a good laugh about it. It's hilarious when we, you know, think of how much a part of our life apps have become.
Yeah, they have.
Apps and technology.
They have taken over a bit. So in all honesty, Shirley, how many apps do you have, though?
That's what I was counting the other day. I've got 25 all up.
So have you lost some whilst creating this show, or have you gotten some more?
Oh, I've got more. And, yeah, and because I'm an iPhone person, my storage has gone haywire. So, you know, a few have sort of had to go and others have come in.
What gets scrapped?
The ones that ain't as important for me at this moment. One of the things that got scrapped, actually, which is a big one because it was one of my first, is my Uber app.
No. That's like one of my number one. But they take all my money.
That's exactly right. And the Uber app actually, over the past few months, have drawn out an extra $14 a month out of mine. So I just scrapped it.
Fair enough. I think I've got to get rid of Uber Eats. That's making me very lazy.
Ah, exactly.
I think you've put a price on walking to the shops and it's $5.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I mean, you know, like, you know, our Sunday roasts, when we used to sit down together as family, you know, on a Sunday or whatever, has been taken over by apps like Uber Eats and things that make it really convenient and really easy for us to sort of access, you know. You know, I don't think in society we're taking a hard enough look at it. So I love to talk about it and have a laugh because we're all so dependent on it. It's quite a phenomenal thing.
Yeah, Shirley, just so you know, we've got other people in the studio, so that probably just surprised you a little bit. But that's Gracie that just spoke to you, and Lanny York also.
Yeah, great. Hi, Gracie. Yeah, it did surprise me, actually.
I should have introduced myself.
But, you know, in regards to comedy, because we've had this conversation a couple of times in regards to how comedy is also a healer and how it stops us mob from... You know, I guess because it tells the truth, but
absolutely.
We do it in a way that we're sort of also dealing with it, yeah?
That's right, and that's one thing that I do love is because really, like, as crazy as life is, you've got to, you know, you've got to see the truth and live the truth of it. So, you know, like, to be able to live it the truth sometimes, you've got to have a good look at it and a good laugh. You know, it can help fix a lot of different issues that you have. And a lot of different issues that you don't think you can get through, but a bit of laughter and sort of like a not so serious take on it can really help.
Yeah, because I'm actually
your own psyche.
I'm looking at some of the reviews on your work as well, and just some of your quotes. And there's one quote in particular that really stands out to me, and says, "To be able to see communities articulate their grief through comedy, it's so inspiring to people from any other oppressed minority groups, whether you're gay, or a woman or a Muslim, whatever. I love you, whatever there.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, exactly, exactly. And it's like so many people, because of political correctness, often don't engage in conversations that they'd like to. So I think it's really important to keep pressing those, you know, difficult issues or, you know, difficult issues that people, you know, don't always want to address. But I think if we keep pushing at it and keep asking and keeping the communication open, then, you know, we're on our way, you know. Like when I was doing a few of the Mardi Gras comedy, I did the comedy gala for the Mardi Gras last year, and it was a really great thing because it was before they said yes to the vote, you know, and I talked about, like, how they tried to stop black fellas from getting married too, you know, Aboriginal people from getting married. You know, they couldn't stop us breeding, but, you know, they tried to stop us getting married. But after a lot of fight, you know, soon that barrier was broken down, and now we see Australia, you know, through a lot of comedy, that yes conversation was had, I think. And great to see we've got it now. It's just freedom and equality.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Shirley, I'm looking at a lot of your work and I'm seeing that you're on TV, that you're going to be in this series Express Yourself on NITV. And that seems like such an exciting progression, you know, to be doing stand-up and to be working in comedy in the sort of live medium. And now you're moving onto TV?
No, she's already
been on TV.
Yeah. On NITV. Yeah,
it must be different, right, you know, from that live sort of engaging performance where you're bouncing off people to be sort of in front of a camera. It's a different way of working.
Yes, it is a different way of working. And you just have to, you know, enjoy telling your jokes, enjoy listening to yourself. They have a few people there that sort of helped keep us, you know, feeling alive too. So, but the one thing I love about it was that little moments are caught on film that you can watch over and over again.
Yeah.
Some of these little moments that happen when it's live are quite fantastic, but you don't have a recording of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that'd probably be the, yeah, that'd be the thing that sort of got me at the beginning of it all. You know,
I remember when NIT first sort of started out, and it was so exciting to see Mob like on TV, you know, to have this whole sort of channel. And it must be so exciting for, I don't know, to sort of be speaking to us, you know, through TV.
Who's us?
Well, black fellas, you know.
Yeah. I think it is really important. I mean, I always carry on because, you know, we want more media representation, but then they went along and gave us our own TV show. But they didn't give us money to do things like, you know, a black style Home and Away or a black style Neighbours.
I would watch, you know, that. So would I.
I know.
I think we all would.
Yeah.
Definitely watch that. I mean, you know, some of the great, brilliant writing would come out, eh?
Yeah.
We've got all sorts of drama that goes on, you know. So it's just that performance and storytelling is such an important medium. And, you know, whether you do it from TV or whether you do it live, it's a really important communication piece for all different people, hey?
Yeah, definitely.
Very true, very true. I think also...
I've enjoyed it doing the comedy for this round as well, and at the Comedy Fest. This is my second Comedy Fest that I've been involved in, and my other show was Shirley Hood Rocked the Boat, and now this one is Planet of the Apes, and it's at the Mantra. The Mantra on Russell Street. So it's over just near Chinatown.
I love it. Hey, you're just so confident in promoting your shows. Just, and that's what we did this for you for. So,
well, that's what you got to get out and do, hey.
That's it, mate.
Put the mums on the seat, right?
Well, hopefully the mums will be filling the seats and yeah, be a full house for you. So, but thanks again, Cheryl Lee, a woman of many, many talents, especially in regards to healing the country through comedy. And yeah, to Mordich, my sis, and just all the best for you. And hopefully we'll get to see your
Thank
show
you.
Soon.
Yes, and hopefully see you tomorrow night too, Suri.
Yes, I'll be there.
Make sure you get out and see the Melbourne International Comedy Fest. Yeah, come and see Suri live too tomorrow night. Have a good one, and yeah, I'll see you at the Melbourne International Comedy Fest.
Brr. Love you. Take care.
Love you. Thank you.
Yeah, Cheryl Lee Hood there, a funny, crazy woman. Love her to bits.
I think I'm going to have to buy a ticket.
You have to.
I love her yeah. already. Yeah,
have you definitely. Never seen her at Deadly Funnies?
I've never seen her.
All right, so she's like the woman. She's the one who
How exciting.
Just, you will never, you, I don't know, I always forever walk away just constantly just laughing and, you know, in the moment she just brings it up and she doesn't give a stuff about anything like when it comes to politics, you know.
Yeah.
It's all straight out. Yeah,
and you're going to be up on stage tomorrow night, so.
Well, knowing her, she'd probably end up bloody calling my name or something. So,
so everyone come down Wednesday night to Mantra and Russell and see Shirley Hood and Sir Rami will be getting up on stage.
Yeah, and for those who want to know that song that played before too, that was Ziggy Rama with Black Thoughts, and then we had the Kiridari, The Two Worlds Collide by Kadajala Kiridara.
And we've got another one. This was chosen by our very own Leniak. It's A Tribe Called Red, and the artist, that's the artist, and the song is Sisters.
Love these guys.
How are you? Back with you on Off the Hook Radio. It's DJ Buddha Blaze. You know, Electric Powwow is going on tonight. That's right, A Tribe Called Red. Are you going to check them out? Give me a call. Let me know. Let's get into the latest from nation to nation. This is Sisters.
money, you mob. This is Jacob Bowen. You're listening to Urban Dreaming, Joy 94.9.
Back on the microphone. Yes, that song there was
Sisters by a tribe called Red. Indigenous to the US.
They are awesome. I was just saying to you guys before, yeah, how I was invited to go to one of their concerts back about 2 years ago, I think it was. They came to Melbourne, and I didn't know who they were, and everyone's like, you should come to this gig, and they're called Tribe Called Red. And I thought, okay, so we end up getting lipstick and putting it on our eyes and painting our eyes up, and it's about a tribe of us, our own little tribe of red, going to the tribe of red, and I was just blown away by the music, and it was just a full house, and it was amazing.
And they stay so true to their culture and to their politics, and they're always pushing, you know, the preservation of their people, but their music is just so, it's so modern, you know, it's such a great sort of mix and clash.
It's a lot like Kiriti Katajala Mob as well, because they do that very similar, using the traditional music. And, of course, Electric Fields is another. And they'll be in town next week too, by the way. I'm doing a show here before they go on their world tour. So that's going to be interesting, because they're just going from strength to strength at the moment.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. And speaking of strength to strength, you've got an auntie who's...
I do.
Doing the deadly funnies, yeah?
Yeah, Auntie June. So I'm... Latakia from Darwin, and so she's representing Darwin in the Deadly Funny, and this is my proper auntie too. This is my dad's sister, so I'm just like, I'm so excited. Yeah,
I love when you say proper, because every time we claim someone, we say that's my auntie, my uncle, my brother, my sister, and they're like,
yeah.
Is this your real auntie or your
that's
uncle?
That's my proper auntie. I'm
this is
so
like
excited.
Blood.
Yes. And you know, Darwin. How often do I get to see family? I don't get to just walk around the corner, you know, and see someone. So to have an excuse for them to come visit, you know. I'm so excited.
Love it.
And she's so funny. I hope she wins.
What sort of comedy do you reckon she does?
She's just ridiculous. Like, she's so, like, you know, off center, like left of field sort of thing. You don't even see it coming, you know? So I'm pretty excited. And she plays a lot of music. So I'm wondering if she's going to be working that into her set, guitar maybe.
Yeah, Deadly Funnies. That's always a good time to catch up with the comedies as well, Comedy Fest. They kill it. And just seeing all the new talent coming through and young mob as well, you know. So it's just great to see. So, in regards to looking at the time, it's now 8:57. Gee, time flies.
It's almost over.
We've still got tickets to give away, so that's double passes. So if you want to give us a call or SMS, you can give us an SMS on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. And you'll get double passes to Shirley's Hood, Planet of the Apps. So that's actually on... When's it finish, actually?
Finishes next week, I believe. It's a part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, which is all around town at the moment, actually even in the building that we're in, which I only realised tonight when I was coming in. And I'm like, are you here for Melbourne International Comedy Festival? I was like, no, but I am now. But it's at Mantra on Russell, so just near Chinatown. So make sure you definitely check out Shirley Hood's show down there, and we do have a double pass to give away. So text in, you only have a couple more minutes. It's 0427JOY949. That double pass could be yours for tomorrow night.
Yeah, or you can call us direct on 1300JOY949 as well. That's 1300JOY949. Well, it's sad to leave, guys. Unfortunately, we have to take off.
We do. Triple Bypass are up next, so make sure you stick around. And if you did miss any of tonight's show, head over to joy.org.au and download our podcast, or you can get them on your favourite podcast apps as well.
So until then, guys, all the best. This is Sarami signing off.
And Laniuk.
And Gracie. We're going to go off with Electric Fields, Shade Away, here on Joy.
Take care. We'll be right back.
community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.